And now, the Goldberg. If Molly Goldberg was uneasy before she learned the truth about Sammy's whereabouts, she's absolutely frantic now. Molly knows that Sammy wasn't away on a business trip. As she looks at the beautiful home in which the Allisons live, as she observes the surroundings out of which Sylvia Allison comes, she wonders how much the house hides from her eyes. Molly knows that Sammy sent a telegram asking her not to come south to his wedding, telling her the wedding was off. And now suddenly, Sammy's back, and Sylvia rushed out of the house to meet him first. Molly and Rosie started to walk along the street up which Sylvia and Sammy must come, and Molly's thinking that there must be some deep and unhealthy secret whose revelation is necessary to Sammy's happiness and future well-being in life. Listen.
Is this the way she would drive Sammy back from the store?
I think so, Ma. I hope they're going the right way. I think they are.
Don't run, Ma.
I'm running.
You are, Ma.
I thought I was walking. Now I'm walking slower.
Oh, Rosalie.
Well, it's hard walking in the sun, Ma.
I don't want to miss Sammy.
You won't, Ma. He's here. He's near us, and we'll know everything soon.
Oh, Rosalie, how everything multiplies itself. One and one and two four and four.
If they had a quarrel and Sammy left, why did he come back? Why did he come back? But Sylvia's father knows. And if he knew Sammy left, why didn't he tell us?
Maybe he didn't know.
I think he knew.
Why, Ma?
I don't know why. I don't know why, Ma. I have a feeling everybody knew. Even Carabel the maid knew. That's why it took so long to open the door the morning we came here. They didn't expect us. They were shocked when we arrived. They didn't have a story to tell us, so they made up one.
Oh, Rosalie, darling, what must I do now? Rosalie, darling, be my brain.
If Pamela sent a telegram to us saying the marriage was off, if Sylvia got Martha to send it to her and tore it up so we wouldn't see it,
Rosalie... Sammy will tell us, Ma.
Why did Sylvia run out of the house first now? Why didn't she wait for us? What will she tell Sammy before I can tell him and before he can tell me? Rosalie. Oh, I'll be walking right?
Yes, Mama, darling. What's the use of wondering, Ma? As soon as we see Sammy, we'll find out.
Oh, we'll find out. We'll find out that his family will tell us or not. Marriage, Rosalie, is not something that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 and finished. Marriage, my king, is for life. And what a person does for life has to be done right. Even if Sammy thinks he's doing right, that isn't going to make it right. Before I found out about these goings on here, before we came down here, I figured that if I didn't like Sylvia, maybe it was personal. But now it's not personal anymore. Now it's what I feel about Sylvia. It's what I have to know. I'm going to see Ed, the brother-in-law, Rosalie. I'm not finished yet, not to see him. I'm going to ask questions. I'm going to ask why did he call. I'm going to ask Sammy also. I'm going to find out, Rosalie, before Sammy married Sylvia.
All right, Mama, darling, please. Let's first see what Sammy has to say.
I'm afraid he'll say what Sylvia told us at first.
That isn't like Sammy, Ma.
Who knows what happened here while we was away? Why did the sister Leah came running into the house and leave by the back way? She didn't even say, how do you do again, Mrs. Goldberg? She didn't come in to say, how do you do? It was sudden hospitality. What was the whispering and talking, Sylvia? I don't care anymore what Sammy thinks, what I think. I didn't raise Sammy to throw his life away. I wouldn't let him, Rosalie, darling. All my life, I was so careful in what I said and what I thought. A person does many things and gives up many things to give a good life to their children. I wouldn't step aside now before Sammy came back or before Sammy didn't come back. Sammy, Rosalie, isn't any young man who came here to work for Mr. Allison and marry Sylvia. He's Sammy, Rosalie, Sammy that I raised. The family that I taught, one whose life came from me. I know how many things are in his mind, how he dreams and he hopes for himself. I wouldn't let him be drowned in an ocean of lies, Rosalie. It's lies all around me, Rosalie. Big lies and small lies, and lies that are being used to cover things that are even worse. And before Tammy does anything more, I'm going to know everything, Rosalie. Down to the last small thing that was hidden here. Down to the bottom. At the very end, Rosen.
And Molly's thoughts whirl round and round from suspicion to suspicion. Unconsciously, she increases the speed with which she walks and Rosie holds her back. But Molly is driven by the inner necessity for her love for Sammy, by her desire to protect him from what he cannot defend himself against, his youth, his eagerness, and his love for Sylvia. The hot sun floods the quiet street broadly, and the scent of green drifts lazily across from lawn to lawn. The very air breathes quiet and peace. While blocks away, Sylvia slowly drives Sammy back to her father's house and Sammy's parents. Sammy's face is calm but set, and he doesn't show by word or gesture what he feels.
Sammy.
Yes?
You haven't answered me.
You haven't asked anything I could answer.
I've asked you to forgive me.
You asked me that before I left.
You didn't answer.
I said, ask those you hurt.
You're still angry.
I'm not angry. If I were angry, I wouldn't be here. Why are you stopping? Want me to drive?
I'm not going home until you speak to me, frankly.
Frankly, I haven't anything to say.
Sammy, you came back. You came back to me. That means, no matter what I did, what I am, you love me. And if you love me, Sammy, I can do anything. I'll make everything up to everyone I ever hurt.
That's up to you. That has nothing to do with me.
I know it has.
If you help Leah in order to please me, I'm not grateful.
I'll do anything.
You said that.
Why did you come back?
Because I'm not used to sneaking out a back door. I couldn't have gone without speaking to your father first.
Is that all?
Because I called Glastonbury and I found out my parents were here.
And?
Because I wanted to see you.
You did? Sammy. Sammy, darling. Sammy, listen to me. Your mother doesn't know we quarreled.
Well, Martha says she sent the telegram on to her.
I tore it up. Your mother doesn't know.
You tore it up?
It would have spoiled everything. I told your mother that my father sent you away on business because we didn't expect them.
And what did your father say?
But he did what I asked him to. I told him we'd quarreled and that you'd come back.
You mean he lied to my father and mother?
Well, it wasn't a lie. He did it for us.
Oh?
Well, what else could he do?
I don't know. You might have told the truth.
What good would it be? Your mother would have worried about where you were.
That was very kind of you.
Sammy, let's forget everything that happened in the past.
Why?
I'm sorry, Bob.
Oh.
Sammy, listen to me, please. Stop staring ahead that way as if I weren't here. Don't you believe I love you? Don't you?
You say you do.
Oh, I mean it. I mean it, Sammy. No matter what I did, I haven't done anything against you.
Start the car, Sylvia. Let's go.
What do you want me to do? What do you want me to say?
Isn't that my mother and Rosie there?
Where? Oh.
Mom! Mom! Rosie!
Sammy, wait.
Mom!
Sammy! Sammy, I'll go to Leah. I'll tell her I lied about it. I'll make it up to her, Sammy. I'll tell my father I lied to him. Sammy, I'll do anything. I'll go away with you. I don't want anything my father has. I don't want the money or the store or anything. All I want is you, Sammy. I love you, Sammy.
Ma! Ma!
Sammy, please. If you tell him, I'll kill myself.
What will Sammy do? Down at the end of the sunny street, he sees two figures running toward him. He hears his mother's voice and Rosie's. But more than their actual presence, he sees approaching at the same time Glastonbury, the clean air, the apple trees in the cold mornings, and all his past. What will Sammy do?